Blog Talk Radio.
You are now logged into grudgeinc.us, the number one source for grudge racers coast to coast.
Mickey Thompson Performance Tires carries all the specialty tires you need for street, strip, track, and off-road cars. They pride themselves on providing you with the best performance tires in the world. Mickey Thompson Performance Tires are available at a number of retail locations, such as Performance Plus, J's, and McCormick Racing. For more information, log on to www.mickeythompsontires.com. Once again, www.mickeythompsontires.com. Are you new to social networking? Well, Grudge Inc. has got a new site coming soon. Grudgebook will allow you to catch up and lock in with other grudge racers, find out about all the latest events, view the latest photos, create your own blogs, and so much more. In 2013, Grudge Inc. takes on the social networks. So get ready to register and lock in. Grudge Inc. Grudgebook.
BP Racing Fuels, known as the world leader in racing fuels, offering nearly 70 varieties of fuel blends. BP Racing Fuels has the highest reputation for product quality, excellent service, and technical support to assist your every need. BP Racing Fuels has a unique distribution system that can have your fuels delivered to you within a day's time. BP strives to be the next major retail gasoline brand across the U.S. For more information, email tech@bpracingfuels.com or call 210-635-7744. Again, that's tech@bpracingfuels.com or call 210-635-7744.
Grudge Inc. is taking it to another level. Coming in 2013, all of your auto performance needs can be found in one location. Grudge Inc. will be launching an online auto parts store catering specifically to your auto performance needs, being available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Grudge Inc.'s Grudge Store wants to be your number one online shop site. 2013, get ready for Grudge Inc.'s Grudge Store. More details to follow soon.
Are you ready? Coming from the great state of Texas, it's Atomic Dog Tuesday and Grudge Madness.
Good evening, race fans, and welcome to another great Tuesday of the Grudge Inc. sponsored Atomic Dog Show. We're going to try to have a good show tonight, try to warm some things up for some of these upcoming events coming on. So just bear with us tonight, and we're going to see where this show takes us. We got some things to talk about tonight. Should be pretty interesting. It's always important for everybody to put their input in because, believe it or not, sometimes people have different perspectives about different issues, and some of these issues can come up and will come up. Some of them might seem far-fetched. Some people might not believe that other people can see things the way they are. But with that said, man, hey, we're going to talk about some of the things tonight, and I bring up to let you know what the topic is for the ones who hadn't seen it. But until then, we're going to go to the lines, and I'm giving everyone a chance to talk about upcoming events. We had an event this weekend, went down up at Denton, and we'd like to get a race report on that. Sharon, I just want to know if Tony Thorne's out there. Is Tony Thorne on the line? Sharon, we can let Tony come on and tell about the show they had down there in Denton this weekend.
I don't see Tony going on the line yet.
Okay, well, if you got another person who want to come on and start talking about the event, Tony wanted to come on, so maybe we have to get him But if you got anybody else out there with their hand up right now, want to talk about an upcoming event, a race that probably happened this weekend, let's get them on.
Tracy, you do have a couple of hands up, and I'll open up their mics in just a minute. One thing that I think you had some issues, but we want to keep the people in Moore, Oklahoma, in our thoughts and prayers, as well as us here in the Northeast Texas area. We're going through some weather, some really bad weather right now, and we want to remember those people and keep everybody in our thoughts and prayers.
Yeah, that's a great thing. I mean, to bring it up, we always want to do that. Like you said, it's been a very bad, tragic situation that happened up there in the Oklahoma area, man. And as you know, we've been experiencing some things like this lately, and some of this stuff is out of our control. But that's one thing we want to definitely do is keep those families and people who was up there maybe in harm's way. We want to keep them in prayer. There was a lot of people that was killed. Last I heard, it was a little over 50. So, hey, man, with no further ado, before we get started, hey, can we just take a moment of silence and respect for the families and keep them in prayer for what's happening in this situation at this time? And we just take a moment. We just want to thank God for being the lovely God he is, and hope that he continue to look over those families. If anybody can do anything to help out, I'm quite sure it will be appreciated. Okay, Sharon, that's out the way, and we can go to the line to see who's out there. I can't get my screen up yet, but I'm working on it.
Okay, 903. I'm hesitating because Batman, I will get you on in just a second. Give me just a minute. Batman keeps blowing my phone up. 903-6383, your mic is open.
Okay,
I'm going to go
Sharon,
ahead. I'm going to go to...
I know you finna go get Batman, but Tony Thorn keeps blowing me up saying he can't get on.
Okay.
So I told him
okay,
I'd get him
on. I'll get Batman and Tony Thorn. Alley Cat, you got some background noise, but your mic is open.
Okay, how bad is it?
It's not that bad.
Okay, you can let Alley Cat go on since you got him on while you try to get Tony and then Batman. So you can let Alley Cat go on. What's up, Cat?
Hey, man, how you doing? How you doing, Sharon? And hello to everybody in Grudge Land. I'm going to try to pull over right quick. But we got an upcoming event Sunday, May 26th. Gates open at 3 o'clock. We're going to be at HMP. We got the world-famous lock-in race. It's turning out to be a real wonderful race. We got people coming from San Antonio, Dallas, and Louisiana, and quite a few out of Houston. It's going to be a hell of a show, man. A real good show. I mean, I feel good about this here. We have a 490 class, 580 class, and we're going to have a 70 class. And we still have our 10 locked-in races. And we got a couple of guys that's going to be on the property that's going to be looking for a race. I can't mention any names that they don't want their names mentioned, but they will be on the property headhunting. So if anybody is looking for a grudge race and they might be a little bashful, come and find me. I'm a good shit starter. That's what I do very well. But if anybody have any questions, they can give me a call at 832-343-4401. And I'm also going to have a meet and greet party Saturday night. It starts at 8 o'clock. I did have a club, but I'm getting ready to change it. So if everybody go on my Facebook page, just pull up Sam Alley Cat, and it'll come up. And I have the address to the new club on there first thing in the morning. And appreciate your time.
Okay, Kat, just hang on. Okay, somebody wants to, I guess you just hang by. since you're working and got the noise, I guess you just go on mute and then
okay,
try somebody
put on
wants
mute.
You. Okay. Okay, while we have her in the private room, I guess. Sharon, you're not back, have you? You haven't got Tony, have you?
No, I'm still trying to get Tony and Batman. So if you've got one more mic or one more hand up right now, Nikki, I'll go ahead and open up his mic, Tracy.
Nikki. Give me the phone, the last four numbers.
1060.
I didn't hear you.
1060.
Okay.
10 1060.
I got you.
Okay, and I'm going to try Tony and Batman again.
832-1060. What's up, Nikki?
It ain't nothing, Tracy.
What's on your mind, man?
I didn't put my hand up, though. I was just listening right now.
Oh, you just listening right now?
Yeah, I didn't put my hand up.
Okay, well, if you ain't ready to say nothing just yet, just push the one button, and it'll take your hand down when you get ready to talk. You can push it and put it back up there.
All right. Hey, Nikki.
You. Go ahead.
How you doing, man? You want your lip busted?
Huh? Who?
Do you want your lip busted?
I want my lip busted.
Yeah. Better not show up Sunday.
Nah, man, I don't want my little busted, man.
Okay.
No, I don't want to bust it. You might get a chance to bust it, though. We'll see, though.
All right. I'm going to let you know.
All right. I hear you. I hear you snapping at it.
y'all locked in. Ain't that one of the lock-in chats?
Yeah. Yeah, we locked in, man, but we talking about something else near that cat. We ain't discussing right now unless he was discussing, but it's all good. I talked to you in a minute, Eddie Cat. I got to have something for you. You caught me off guard.
Okay, then. Hello? Okay. Yeah, who's that? Go ahead. Okay, well, let me go to this other person right here. Hey, Nikki, since you ain't ready to talk yet, push the one button and take your hand down. And then when you get
all
ready
right.
to talk, just push it, and it'll come back up, and we'll see you.
Okay,
so I'm going to go to the – all right. I'm going to go to the next caller here. 832-7429. 832-7429. Who we got?
What's up, Tyler Dowd?
What's happening? Who is this?
It's Bushnell.
What up, Bushnell? What's on your mind, man?
Ain't nothing, man. Hey, I did, I just want to get some report on that race down there in Montgomery, man. I was trying to get that way. I was going to try to win me a little race and keep on hitting that road because I was up there. I was at H&P Friday night, got there late. But, you know, when you get there late, you can't do shit late. So that was dead on Friday night. So I left H&P and drove the red line up there and stayed out there in that scorching heat out there and made a little shakedown over there. Didn't do too good. And I left there with the Denton. And I didn't do that bad, and then I could have did a little better. You know, it's summertime right now. I'm trying to find me a summertime tune-up, but I'm going to stumble up on and get me one. I was just trying to see how that race was up there, went down up there in Montgomery. I talked to some guys that told me about some races going down up there, and also I've seen a killer race going down against the White Boys and Cold Killer Man over there, man, with the Regan and that Monte Carlo over there in Macon. I've seen all that shit. I'm just standing by here trying to get me.
Go ahead, finish.
I'm just standing by trying to see if I can get me something. I heard last week my boys down there, how about they wanted to try something, so I thought I was going to ease over there and catch them on that daddy, but I ain't seen nobody.
You ain't seen nobody,
so, yeah, I ain't seen nobody, so maybe they gonna. I ain't going to say nothing. Maybe they're going to get on here and try to want to do something again, and then I guess we can catch them down at HMP Sunday.
Yeah, you probably can do that, man. So if they come on here bumping their gun, man, you might well go on and do what you got to do. But just to kind of talk about, let me give a little race report. They had a pretty good race this weekend. I was down in Montgomery, Alabama, at the Grudge Inc. first anniversary. And, man, you know, we had a good time down there, man, with some good racing down there. A lot of guys talking about coming up here to the next race. I'm just trying to let you guys know, man, Grudge Inc. is a good thing, man. It's for races. It's just all about, just because you support Grudge Inc., it's just saying you support the Grudge racing that go on around the country, man. But, you know, hey, it was some good racing, man. They just say some good fellowship. All the guys were getting along, man. A lot of Grudge Inc. guys were getting on here, talking Dog and the crew in the house, man. And as you know, you had DJ Grant hosting that race, man. It was a lot of action, man. Some 28-inch tires. Guys, they put on a real good show. Them guys running, man. Them guys, I tell you what, those guys are talking about coming out here. As you know, I got a big race going to be coming up late on this year, August the 10th, down in Dallas. Me and Showing Up Racing and Grudge Inc., we're going to try to flood the house, man. I got guys coming from a long way. And they all talking about what they're going to do with some of these Texas guys. So for some of you guys that got 29s, hey, get ready. But one thing about a lot of them, I told them guys, hey, these cats up here run with it, boss. So, hey, be ready to do what you got to do because they talking about they're going to invade Texas. Hey, but once there's some talking, just so some of you guys might get a picture of some of these guys, as everybody knows, World Grudge Nationals, man, I tell you what, July 5th and 6th, Texas going to the East Coast, to Rockingham, North Carolina. We're going to stand up and show out. So, hey, you'll get to see some of them guys, and we try to bring some of them guys back to Texas, but it's going to be going down, man. Hopefully, Peanut come on and give guys some more information about hotel rooms and what it costs to travel up there. I believe it's around $350, which is going to take care of you. Your ride up there, your hotel, and get you for the track for 2 days. So, hey, if you can make it, man, make your plans. We're going to Rockingham, North Carolina, World Grudge Nationals, and Texas is going, and they're going big, and we want everybody to come and support. Should be a great event, man. So, hey, but just to let you know, man, if you missed Montgomery, it was a good race. A lot of small tire stuff going on. A lot of action was in the house, man, and they was asking about some of these cars. You know, like you, Bushnell, your name came up out there a little bit about your car. Attica, just a word out to you. I talked to Tight Man at the Cold Killer Crew. They was telling me that they knew that you was supposed to be trying to lock him in once upon a time on 29. He said he hoped that lock-in still stands. So he definitely planned on being in the house August the 10th, man. So just to give you a little heads up. They tell me they're going to come down here and they're going to bar none. So the guys that Tony Thorn, your also name came up as one of the guys that they after. They come in the head hunting, and one thing about it, it's all 29s. These are 315 drag radios. Don't make no difference. So they think they're going to come down here with their bunch and do something terrible to us. But hopefully we stand up and show out. So that's what's going to be happening. So just keep it on your schedule.
That's a tenfold, but I know, like I said, you know it's going to be going down Texas style, man. Like I said, I'm just going to be standing in the crew, man, in the queue just waiting.
Yeah. Okay, man, we're going to get on and see if we get some of the people on the line. I see Sharon. I can't really tell. My screen is kind of screwing up that she's out of the private room or not. But if so, let me see if I can get her. Sharon, are you there? You get Tony or Batman? You there? Sharon, you there?
She told me word.
She's probably still in the private room, so let me, I see another number here that popped up. I'm going to see who this is. It might be one that she got on. It's bad with me because this screen is kind of doing some funny stuff today, so we try to see if I can't get this mic open and we see who we got here. So, Bushnell, if you still got your mic open, just mute your mic when you're going to talk. You can unmute it so I can hear some background noise. Sharon, are you back? 903-6383. Can you hear me? 903-6383. Can you hear me? Sharon, I can't tell if you're back or not. My computer's kind of acting up, so if you're back, let me know you're back. It's showing you're still out, so we kind of been having some problems with this thing today, so I'm having a hard time telling who's where. Okay, so if your mic is open, let me know your mic is open. I can't tell. Is that 832-7429? Who is that? Alicat, is that you?
No, Trace, that ain't me. I'm on mute.
You on mute? Okay, I'm trying. That mic is open. I'm trying to see that. 832-7429. Hey, Sharon, if you back, let me know you're back, or I can't tell you're back. So you're going to have to let me know. Okay, I can't get that mic open, so I don't know. Sharon might have fell off or something like that. So let me just talk a little bit about tonight's topic that she gets back up.
Is it real nauseous, Tracy?
Huh?
Am I still nauseous?
No, you ain't making that much noise. You're not making that much noise. I'm having a fit with my screen. You ain't making that much noise. Well, now you are. Or whatever you start
okay.
doing, just put it back.
I'm gonna lock in with Cold Killer. You know what I'm saying? You know, in another month or two. You know, I don't have a problem with that. I want to run him anyway.
Okay. I know I had a Mississippi Joe. Mississippi Joe was on. He was talking to somebody down here about trying to do something. So they're talking about doing some kind of engagement. And Mississippi Joe said when he come to Texas, he's going to be like a storm coming to Texas. So,
man.
We'll see how that goes. So.
Yeah, I'll lock in with his ass too if he's on 29.
Yeah, Mississippi Joe said he's on 29. He's going to be on 315, but he keep talking about he's going to be on 29. So.
Well,
29. See what happens.
It ain't going to matter. 315 is a better tie, that's all.
Yeah. Okay, Sharon, you back up? My screen, she must have fell down. Okay, well, let me just put this out. Okay, you
Tracy.
Up now. Go ahead, because my screen is down.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Okay. It doesn't show that I'm live, but I guess I am. I'm still trying to get Batman and Tony Thorne. The phone line is messing up, and I keep letting Batman know that I'm trying. So,
okay.
According to my screen, you don't have any more hands up right now.
Okay, I was trying to open somebody's mic, and I couldn't get it open. But let me go ahead and talk about a little bit about tonight's topic, because as you know, we're struggling with this screen thing tonight. But let me just kind of put out here what we got going for tonight's topic and the ones we want to talk. Hopefully, a lot of people do that can put their hands up. And this is a deal that, you know, I come up with this because I got a call. I received a call, and it was kind of confusing to me that a person would think it worked like that. But I didn't hear too much about it, whether they race this weekend or not. So if somebody know if you're on here and you had a race this weekend and it happened down at HMP, you can let me know. Before the nice topic, man, it was this, you know. It just, to me, it's just kind of like racing one old man. One, what's the definition of the move? You know, some people, you know, they have a hard time understanding what's the definition of a move. When should a car leave? When should a car leave? After a light turned green, or after each car stays? I always tell people this. You know, you got people that ask about the move, and they look and they try to agree on different things. That's a part of the stipulations that we done went to today with this grudge racing, man. People always got to try to skip their race. Some people skip a race if they're giving a guy to move that they don't want the guy to move until after the light flashed green. And some people say, hey, as long as we both stay, once we both stage, I mean, got all full top bubs on, then the car can leave when he get ready. Give or take, he don't burn us down more than 5 or 7 seconds, whichever is negotiated between the two people, whether they're going to say you got 5 seconds or you got 7 seconds. So, you know, the understanding came to me, the question came up about, hey, a guy tried to explain to me that, hey, we giving the move, but he's saying once the light flash green, he can roll a little bit as though he turned the bottom bulb on again, or he just rolling in deep. I didn't see how a guy could see it that way, and if the guy's on the phone that saw it that way, that's just the way it came to me. It might be a little confusing. You might not have said that, but, you know, Hayes kind of brought the question to me, and the understanding, from my opinion, and if I'm wrong or some people disagree, feel free to push the one button and let me know you disagree, and let's talk about what makes the most sense. Now, when you're giving a person the move, everybody know that you those two cars got at least stage. Now, they got at least stage, meaning the two bulbs, the top and bottom bulbs in each lane should be on. Now, if you're going to give a guy the move and say you can't leave if after the light flash green and you got 5 to 7 seconds to get up out of there, once that light flash green, if you're the guy that's getting the hit, if that light flash green and that car moves any, that other car can take off, because there's no such thing as once it turns green, I'm going to roll up a little bit as you deep staging. That's no such thing, because you giving a guy the move and told him once the light flash green. So any part of that light turn green, if you move that car, my opinion, if you move that car and stop and that other car takes off, you just lost that race. Because the guy sitting over there giving you the move, he already going to be on the trigger looking for any movement he can get. And so you can't play games with him and try to bump your car up another inch and say, I didn't go, and think that that's the guy jumped the gun on you and he would lose. That's not the move. That's really playing trickery. But how it came out this weekend, some of you guys might know, hey, that was a question that you brought up. So I kind of wanted to put it out there, because I kind of felt it kind of alarming that a person would think that you can move just a little bit once the light turned green. That was one thing I want to talk about on that topic. Another thing, I received a call on today. Was about a guy, he's supposed to be on here, that's Nightmare, talking about he not quite understanding where people are coming up with this, what is the back tie. Man, believe it or not, there's a lot of races around here in the state of Texas, and racing, a lot of terminology going on, a lot of different things are being done, and everybody don't quite understand all of it. So FYI, information, we talk about these things on these shows to try to gain some knowledge and find out what's what, so you don't get put in one of these situations. And Nightmare said he wanted to come on, and he wanted to talk about it. So those are some of the things that we're going to talk about tonight, man, and we like to open things up for discussion about, hey, about some of this stuff. Also, keep in mind this. Believe it or not, people talking about, hey, man, I'm betting on the gap. Some people don't have a clear understanding what the gap is. Some folks think when they say, hey, I'm betting on the gap, that a guy got a clear car, a whole car lead. You got to have a gap, calling gap in between. What do you think? I have my opinion what the gap is. We want to know, what do y'all think is considered the gap when it comes to that, and what do y'all think when it comes to a car giving another car the move? So With that being said, Sharon, I don't know if you got Tony or Batman on yet, what they can talk about, what they can talk about. But if we don't, man, we can lead off into some of this nice discussion, man, and talk about some of these upcoming races, who want to go down on who and what's going on. That's just some things that came to my attention. People have some concerns about, so we want to put it out there and try to make some sense out of some of this stuff.
Okay, Tracy, hold on just a second. Batman, are you on? Batman. Okay, Tracy, it shows me that Batman is on. Apparently there's a little problem with the phone line. Okay.
Hello?
All right, your mic is open now, Tracy. I'll try for 15 minutes again to try to get Batman. I'm sorry it took so long with the phone line. I was just messing up. Let me see if I can get Tony Thorne on. Go ahead, Tracy. Tracy.
Go ahead. What's going on?
Shit, you lie. Shit, we waiting on you to talk.
You waiting on me to talk?
Yeah.
How y'all doing? What's up, Trey?
Yeah.
Not much, man. Not much. What's on your mind, man?
Not much, man. So want to let everybody know, you got some good events coming up this weekend. The next 2 months, you got some real good events coming up. You got HPI coming up on Saturday. That's in Dallas, Texas. That's Little Mac and Carlos. And then also you got Alicale on that Sunday down in Houston at HMP. Those are going to be some good events. They always have been for the last couple of years. And also, you got the Batman events on June 8th down in Dallas Raceway just as well. So if all you guys looking for some racing, y'all want to do some racing, that's where you need to be, you know what I'm saying? That's where it's going to be on that. As far as the concern on the topic, as far as the move, I think a lot of people don't understand what the move is, but I can give you some clarity.
I got motorplay off that
motor. A lot of people don't know, like I said, we've been doing
the
move.
You got to put a bottle of water on each end
and a lot of people don't understand the way we used to call
it. Hold on, Batman. Somebody's mic is open. Hold on, Batman. Hold up. If you're not
Tony.
Talking.
That's Tony.
I'm sorry.
But once again, like I said, the move been around for years, man. A lot of guys, it's different terminology, you know what I'm saying? The way we used to use it, like I said, back in the day, we used to like say, leave when you get ready, you know. That's one of the back in the day slogans we used to say. But the move is actually, like I tell people all the time.
Hello?
You got to clarify the move, you know what I'm saying? Because a lot of people don't understand it. If both guys are green on, when the green light hits, you can take out when you get ready. That's one of the reasons of a move. You know, the next is people give you so many seconds to take off on the move, you know. Like I said, man, that terminology, man, is real tricky, man. If you don't know it, yeah, you would be in trouble, you know. That's why I tell people all the time, before you make any race or any kind of race that's concerning any kind of race that we do, man, get your understanding first before y'all even get up there and bet any kind of money. Because I guarantee you, if you understand it, not that, I don't care if it's a heads-up race, it's going to be a problem. But go ahead, Trey. You go ahead, finish talking. I'm going to put y'all hold for just a second.
Oh, okay. You want to let Tony get in, Sharon? You got Tony, all right?
Yeah,
hello.
Tony's on. His mic is open.
Hey,
go ahead, Tony.
I'm about what's going on. Hello, can you hear
me? What's up, Tony? What's going on, man? Yeah, how you doing, man?
We're just out here working on a few cars and listening to your show. Your topic about, that car the other night moving an inch or two, and that's bullshit.
that car moves anywhere at all, it's a race.
That's right, man. It can't move none.
It's, you know, this grudge racing, it's my opinion, it really turned into a bunch of no racing at all. I don't know what's going on with grudge racing, but it ain't happening here in Texas.
Elaborate on that a little bit, Tony. Tell just, you know, like I said, you speak in your opinion. Everybody got to write your opinion. Won't you put out there in your mind your opinion, what you mean by that?
My opinion on grudge racing is these grudge races are happening at all these tracks around here. There ain't no grudge racing happening. I mean, you either have to run something that's not even in your class, or you got to give somebody the hit, or they want the hit, or they want you to put 28-inch tires on. They want you to take wheelie bars off. They want you to do everything besides race you. And that's basically what grudge racing has turned into. Right now I'm very disappointed in grudge racing in Texas. There ain't none. You got all these promoters out there putting races on. They got race cars themselves that they don't even race. They don't even show up with them.
Hold on, Tony. This is Alicat. We didn't ask for nothing but the next lane.
Huh?
We didn't ask for nothing but the next lane.
I'm not talking about you, Alicat. I'm just talking about general grudge racing right now. I mean, you know what grudge racing is. The last grudge event you had down there. Who grudge raced?
Yeah.
Huh? Who grudge raced? Do we need to all go back to the class racing, index racing? Or what do we need to do? I mean.
Well, Tony, you know, the thing is when you're saying that, you know, people are asking for moving everything, well, you have to ask yourself that, too, because, I mean, you're a grudge racer and a bonus grudge racer, but you asked for the back tire. So, I mean, How can you say it ain't no race?
I didn't ask Butler for the back tire. He gave it to me.
Well, go to the fact, you took it, though. But my deal is, like I said, is you saying there ain't no grudge race around here. I don't believe that. I'm not going to even indulge in that one, man, because I don't believe that.
Where's it at, Alicat? Where's it at?
Wait a minute. Now, this is Batman you're talking to. Now, this your home.
Batman, where's it at? I haven't seen you grudge race anybody with your car.
Well,
anybody.
The thing is, like I told you, you know, I've been testing my car, but I'm ready.
Two or three years?
Whatever it takes, Tony, however it takes, you know what I'm saying? I told you what I was doing. But now I'm ready.
I called you out last weekend with a little old smile block, and one kit.
Well, I told you I wasn't coming to North Star. I made that very clear with you. I told you I wasn't coming there with my car. I told you that.
If you wasn't coming there with your car, why did you come at all?
I came anyway just to come. Because actually, I really didn't have
nothing else to do. Why did you come at all? You got a problem with that track?
No, I don't have a problem with the track. I have a problem with the owner. Now, if you really want me to put it out there.
Well, what's your problem at all? Why are you on here? Well, just put it out in the public. What's your problem with Gene?
Did you get paid your money? Listen, you can't speak for Gene, so I'm not going to even have that conversation with you. Oh. Okay? Now, if he asks me that, I'll give him an answer. But you can't speak for Gene, okay? So I'm not going to even go there with you. But I'm going to say this, Tony, as far as grudge racing is concerned, the question you just asked everybody is not grudge racing, and it's different terminology. Man, things have changed.
Who's grudge racing, Tony?
Well, you had a race this past Friday. You ran Nightmare kicked the shit out of you. So that was grudge
racing. Yeah, I got to run an all fiberglass 16 32-inch tall
tire. Yeah, I ran him. Don't go crying now. Hold on, don't go crying now, because now you just said grudge racing. What happened to a grudge racer? A grudge racer, like you just said earlier, just a minute ago, Tony. That's what I want to do, Batman.
I want to go to a grudge race and spend all my day and all my money getting in there and see one grudge race.
Well, my thing is this, then, like I said, Tony, some people are not able to get out there every weekend, man. But you cannot sit there and say that. Nobody's not trying to do no
work. Evidently, you're not, because you ain't been there 2.5 years.
Once again, like I said, everybody's not able. But when I'm able, I will do it. But like I told you, the couple of guys over there in your camp, I want to run right now. Won't you get his car together so we can graduate this weekend?
Tom McDog was at the last show in Houston.
No. You said I'm not grudge racing. It's a couple of guys over there in your camp, youngster, real. You're the guys I told you I will race. I will race too as of this weekend.
Hey Batman, I had six cars out there myself. Which one did you want to race? None of them.
Well, once again, like I told you, I get in where I fit in. I'm not gonna sit and play crazy, knowing that I can't.
You want to get in where you think somebody is going to give you something.
Well, I'm gonna say this again, Tony. Once again, I put a car in your class just as fast as you. I don't see you get your ass up there because you're just as fast as Nightmare, but you got your ass kicked.
I'm gonna race him again too. The eight.
Well, get your ass back up there this weekend, and he's
gonna. I'm gonna race every time I go to the track. Somebody wants to race. You're not even going to go because you call yourself boycotting somebody.
No, I'm not boycotting anybody. I'm just doing my thing. I'm not boycotting anybody because I know what I stand for. So I'm not going to boycott anybody. I don't have to do that. See, that's where you're wrong at. I ain't did no wrong in nothing. If you really want to know, you understand what I'm saying? I'm going to try to make the things happen for these races. Once again, like I've been doing for years, Tom. So I'm going to say this again. You talking about terminology as far as you talk about. Nobody's grudge racing. Well, goddamn, Tony, you grudge racing this weekend, but then too now you cry. If you would have won, you never would have said that. Five glass body, 6 day big time. You would never would have said that. But you got your ass kicked, but now you got an excuse. Take it like a man. You know what I'm saying? Get your ass back up there. A real true grudge will get your ass back up there and run again. If you can't beat him,
I take my ass whooping every week, Batman. Even the grudge races you had last year, the only people you had out there racing is my fucking cars. That's what you had. If you want to go back and look at all the goddamn video, the last race you had at fucking Crandall, the only fucking car raced anybody was me.
But you did good last year. That's fine, Tony. You did good last year.
I'm not on here saying anything about getting beat, Batman. I'm on here saying about you getting your car and arrest these people that want to grudge race somebody and get in the other fucking lane. That's what I'm saying. When are you going to get in the other lane?
Tony, listen.
You're good at what you're doing right now. You work real good on a microphone, Byron. That's all you can talk on is a microphone. When it comes to getting in another lane, you ain't going to do shit.
Well, once again, like I told you, you get real car
you got this Mustang with these big old motherfucking tires on it, and you want to race a small block with 28-inch small tires on it?
Once again, I know that.
You want to race bull heads up? You don't want to race nobody heads up. You want to goddamn, you want to hit the back tire, or you want somebody to give you something?
One thing I can't do, if I tell you I can't outrun you, I can't outrun you. Now, if a man can't beat that, he can't outrun you, what else are you supposed to do? You answer that one.
Yeah. You ain't never said that. You told me on the phone the other night. I'll see what we'll do when I get to the track. Another no show.
But once again, Tony, I'm gonna say this again. Everybody's not able to go up there every week, every day to go up there and test it to the car like you do. You run up there every week and I'll start testing to your car when you feel like it. Everybody else can't do that. That's why your
I test to my goddamn car every time the motherfucker's running.
Oh, man, Tony. Like I said, you in the right class. You in Nightmare class and everything. Get your ass back up to us.
I'm in Nightmare's class. I'm in your class, too, ain't I?
Yeah.
I'm in your class, too, ain't I?
I just told you, I can't beat you. Now, I can't beat you. Now, somebody else can beat you. But don't say you ain't nobody grudge racing. Now, you done got your ass killed by Butler. You done got your ass killed by Nightmare. Now, you're ready
to beat by really Butler. I didn't get beat by Nightmare.
Well, you did get me by now.
Bet some money, Byron. Get some money.
Get some money, Byron. Get some money. 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 All I told you, I can't beat the Mustang. I can't beat the Mustang. I'm a man to tell a person if I can't beat him or not. I'm not going to sit there and play and shake it like I can and bullshit you. I told you that the other night when you called me.
You know what Nightmare wanted for my Mustang? He wanted me to take off in a water box.
Oh, Tony, man. Come on, man.
He wanted me to get back in the water box in my Mustang and run him.
Well, Tony, maybe you think the Mustang is faster than him, man. Maybe if a man tell you that you faster than him, what is a man supposed to do if a man tell you that?
Well, I'm getting sick and tired of going to these grudge races. It ain't no goddamn grudge races. You ain't had none either.
Tony, once again, Tony. Is everybody and as fast as you? I give you that. But if somebody is as fast as you,
what do we all need to do? Go down by a fucking Cadillac?
No, I don't know what you're supposed to do, man. I'm just telling you that.
We all need to go down by a Cadillac and race Cadillac. Huh?
I don't know what you're supposed to do. I'm just telling you, for grass racing, you can't tell nobody grass racing, man. Come on, man, stop that.
There ain't nobody grudge racing down here in Dallas. Where they at? Me?
Okay,
Nightmare showed up and raced. I gave him a benefit. He did show up and race, and I hope he keeps showing up. When are you going to get off your high horse and quit protesting these tracks and bring that car out there and run somebody?
This weekend, huh? If you bring real car out there this weekend, I'm going to be out there this weekend if you bring real car out there.
The only reason why you want to race Will's car, because it don't have a motor in it right now. When it had a motor in it, you didn't do nothing but run, hide, and squeal like a pig.
Listen, man, my car wasn't even ready then.
Your car ain't never been ready. When's it
going to
be ready?
Listen, man. It's ready now. Get your quick engine switch and pull the motherfucking ass and pull one of the wheel car and then come out of it.
Well, we're coming for you,
yeah,
and you're going to do the same thing right now. You're going to squeal like a dick
in
a pig.
That's what you say. Well, that's what you
say,
man.
You're going to squeal like a dick in a pig.
Well, I know that's what you say, Tony. Well, we'll find out. Get it in there. We'll find out.
We're getting it in there right now. I'm sitting right here watching Bull put the headers on it.
Well, goddamn, get it in there and let me know when you're ready, because I'm ready.
You'll be the first one.
Yeah, I want to be the first one. Don't say me, say the donkey.
Bet you run.
All
like
right, man, I guess that's enough of that, man. I guess we'll just have to see when they get ready, man. Tony, you came on, you and Batman, I guess y'all got a little quarter fella with these cars, so I guess when they both get ready.
I ain't got a score to settle with Batman at all. I got a score to settle with grudge racing in general. You know, I go out there, Kenny Duke's sitting on the start line at Denton Dragway. He's lined up to run Javier down there in Houston and don't know nothing about it.
He's what now?
He's lined up to run Javier down there in Houston and don't know nothing about it. Ain't nobody talked to him about running Javier down there in Houston. The man told me that standing in a water burnout at Denton Dragway last week.
At Houston when? When are you talking about?
This weekend. They got him on a banner over to run. Even Javier got on the board and asked where they got this from. Ain't nobody talked to him either. But they got him up for a match race down there in Houston.
I can tell you how that come about. I want to answer that. I'm going to give you your answer. David Hayes, that's in Houston, and me was talking. Okay, and Alicat was talking this as well. Now, Kenny Duke did want to run Javier, but what happened was they were going to get it on. But Javier said the hell they want to say. I know, because I was on the phone. But Kenny Duke had some family things he had to take care of, and that's only why he wasn't going down there. Now, that wasn't no bullshit. Now, Alicat put that on the banner, so thinking that they were going to get it on, and that's how they come about. He didn't put that on that banner just because, man.
I don't know. It's just different sport here and there that's making grudge racing look bad. It don't. You know, you go. You don't have all these problems.
Well,
I'm not on here talking about you. I'm on here talking about grudge racing in general. I mean, you had the last grudge race you had down there in Houston. You know what I'm talking about.
Well, you was talking about grudge racing, so you got to stand for me, can't everybody grudge, because you can't say that, Tom.
You don't even need to be on here. You're not a grudge racer anyway. You ain't gonna race shit.
Well, you can tell. I've been racing as long as your motherfucking ass.
Who are you gonna race this weekend?
Yeah. Yo, Will, if you get that motherfucker together.
Who are you gonna race this weekend?
Will, if you get that motherfucker together over there.
Will's not the only guy out there. There's 5,000 of them down in Houston. There's 5,000 of them down in Houston. Which one you going to race?
Hey, Batman, you and Tony, hold on, y'all just kind of going at it. But somebody keeps texting me, want to holler at Tony. Hey, Sharon, see, can you get Butler Boy on? He keeps texting me, saying he want to say something to Tony. So let's talk to somebody. Tony looks like he ready to race. He's talking like he ready to race. And this guy here comes pushing the one whammy ass. I'm like, hey, I'm ready to race too. So,
Butler's a racer.
But
he's not in our class.
What's going on, man? How's it going on?
Oh, man, pretty good. Can you hear me?
Yeah, we hear you.
Okay. Hey, Tony, I want to lock up on the Mustang for Sunday.
Now, the only place you're going to lock in my Mustang is Dallas, Texas. Take your track.
Oh, man. I just came down there to that one-lane-ass track and damn near took a car.
That wasn't a one-lane track. You lost that race before you even took off. Then you drove over your head.
No. Well,
that
if you feel
was,
like
that,
that,
race,
you got
that,
to
race was, that race was over before you even took off. He was three cars gone.
Man, you had lost your mind.
You go look at the video. Your car hesitated, almost died with your deck, and the boy was gone.
Yeah, he wasn't gone that far. My 60-foot don't let him get that far away. So you can find that out this stuff.
What about the car that run right down behind you?
Man, let me tell you. The very next pass.
Let me tell you how that happened.
You, Jekyll, all y'all ran y'all ass down the left lane all day long.
We run a different lane every week.
I got behind the Pro Mod, figuring the Pro Mod's going to put some rubber down. The Pro Mod damn near jumped over the wall. So y'all brought the track out, and you dragged the track, but you didn't put no VAT down. So if y'all seen me damn near wreck, the tractor went back out there and dragged it, and put a VHT, which that made you a nightmare race, right behind. After he sprayed the shit out that right lane with VHT, nightmare went down the lane twice.
If that was the case, why didn't you go out and make a test hit?
Say that again?
Why did you not go up and make a test hit? Did you not pick the lane you wanted?
I picked the lane I wanted, but what I'm trying
to tell you is when the
Pro Mod wrecked, when the Pro Mod wrecked and he dragged it, hell, he must have been dragging all the damn VAT up because he ain't put no more down.
He didn't put the VAT down until Nightmare got up there to raise you. Did you see the Pro Mod wreck?
Huh?
Did the Pro Mod wreck right in front of you?
He sure did.
Did you not see the man couldn't drive a greasy dick in a bucket of lard?
Did I see what now?
The man couldn't drive a dick in a bucket of lard.
Oh, man. I ain't worrying about that. I just want to race the Mustang. Come on down here Sunday, and let's lock this. You had me to come all the way down there. I was going to race the Mustang.
I had you come all the way down there, and you got
a little.
I would have
raced the Mustang.
Race no
I would have raced the Mustang if I wouldn't have towed the front end up, hitting the timing blocks. I would have ran that Mustang. So I came there to run the Mustang. But fortunately, I towed the front end up. So
we're gonna run an alley cat this weekend, and that's the one I'm booked in with right now.
So you gonna bring the Mustang here just? So you gonna bring the Mustang here just to race alley cat?
Right now, that's what we're locked in to race.
But why are you down there, Tony? Why you wanna race him? You already down there? Good racer.
Hey, Byron, I'm a full grown man. I don't need you asking me questions. I'm talking to Butler on the phone here.
I'm a poor grown man.
What you need to do,
man, is get out here in the garage and work on that bullshit you got.
Say, man, bushy is ready. I'm waiting on from wheel. Turn the bus over, man.
There ain't nobody in Houston that you want to race this weekend, Byron?
Nah, I want to race wheel.
Is there anybody in Dallas that you want to race this weekend besides
the
wheel?
Don't worry about that, Rick. I've been talking for an hour. We need to get it on with the Mustang.
We'll be down there, Butler.
Let's lock it in. We're racing alley cat, right?
I ain't locking in nothing with you. You wouldn't lock in with me here. Why would I lock
in?
You wouldn't lock a dime in here. You wouldn't lock nothing. You didn't want to talk about that. You sure right about that.
Hello?
Hello.
Yeah, okay, I heard you.
No, we're locked in a race alley cat. We'll see what happens after that. When I come to a racetrack, I come to race, and you know that.
Oh, yeah, I know it.
I'm just getting pissed off going to racetracks and not racing.
Well, I'm just telling you, I'll be here waiting, so you ain't going to have to worry about that one.
Well, how about this? Well, I'll just bring my black car down there with me and lock in that hit that you're going to tell me you're going to give me.
No, you told me, you say you might try me again with the hit. I ain't say I was going to give it to you.
No, you act like you said you might give it to me.
Yeah, that's what I said, the word might.
You're so angry,
I don't want you to hurt yourself, man. If I beat you, you might move to California somewhere.
And we may not have no money to race you with if we lose shit.
No, y'all got plenty of money, shit.
Nah, we ain't got money.
Y'all got track owners for CEOs and sponsors.
How about this? I bring the black car in and I'll run a bar none Mustang heads up or a small block dick. You want to do something with them?
What you going to give them?
I'm going to give you the other lane.
Oh, damn. People giving you stuff. Hey, you get stuff, and you take it. Why can't nobody else get nothing?
You got a chassis car.
No, I'm talking about the small block.
I got a back half car, and I want to run back half.
I'm talking about the small block.
The small block don't need nothing. He probably outrun me heads up.
Oh, man, come on, man. Going on with that, Tony.
I ain't getting nothing. Now get in the other lane.
Man, please.
That's bar none, or that, small block Vic, or, you know.
What you going to get bar
car,
none?
Same,
what
same,
you going to get bar
the,
none?
The other lane.
Oh, man. He ain't made one pass.
Well, we didn't make with one pass on Mustang the other day, too. We got Byron running like a chicken with no feathers. A rookie driver never drove in his life. Scared the brand flying out of town.
I tell you once again, I told you, I can't beat the Mustang. I don't know what else you want me to tell you. But I can beat Will, though.
I don't understand why you want to race that small block head up, man. I just don't understand. You sound like Byron. You mad at him because he want to race a small block head up.
You know, just say you don't want to race.
Man, you got to make it right, man. That's why it ain't no grudge racing, because Big Block's picking on small blocks.
Well, I know some small blocks out there that run the shit out of your chassis car.
Oh, yeah. Well, you might do.
In a chassis car.
Well, tell them to come go find one of them. I might get on side of
them. Hell, you ain't got to drive too far. Drive over to Nick and shop. Hey, they don't even run nitrous.
Bring no Mustang down here, so we can get it on.
I seen a Volkswagen one time run a 409 at Kennedale, a Volkswagen motor.
I got somebody else want to get in. Might want to holler at somebody.
Go ahead, Shannon, did you get him?
Hey, what's up with this back tire shit and the water pit?
What was that? Go ahead.
That's Nightmare, Tracy.
Hey, what's up with this water pit and this back tire shit? snowsuit. Yeah,
that's
right, man. Nobody get in no water pit.
Nightmare, is that you?
Yeah, but that's me.
Now, what's your plucking again now?
We talking about this baptized shit. We old school. Let us leave. We ain't asking nobody getting no water pit. All we doing is asking the Lord to leave. Talking about Tony.
You said what?
Where you say we are? Ask you to get in
a
water pit.
No, what you asked you wanted one car lane, and you wanted us one car lane back there by the water pit.
We ain't asked you to get nothing by no water pit. You ain't not getting no water pit. We don't need you to get in no water pit. All you need to do is let us leave in that Mustang any time of the day.
You did what?
All you need to do is let us leave in that Mustang any time of the day. Any time you ready.
Why do you need to leave? Why do you need to leave at all? You got the same car.
Well, that's bullshit. Everybody know that.
What do you mean? That Mustang's all stock.
Yeah, you crazy. Everybody know that. Unless you find somebody in your class, you know.
They say my black car runs 540s, 550s, 440s, 450s.
I just want to know where this line come from. We trying to put you in the water shit. You ain't got to get that far. Just let that son of a bitch know.
You didn't ask Matt Jones to start in the water?
Hell yeah, how can you tell? We ain't got no better race than them, Bob. Hell yeah, I told you.
Okay, that's what I'm talking about.
You wanted the
back tire and the hit from the Mustang.
We don't want nothing. We ain't asking shit. We just want a hit. Let that motherfucker go. That's not what I'm telling you right now. We don't want no back tire. You get all right with us and let that motherfucker go.
You ain't getting a hit, and you ain't getting the back tire. If you can't run a heads up, if you can't run a heads up,
we don't want you, Tony. We don't want you there.
Don't run it at all.
All right, what are we talking about? Let's go, well, we cool with that. We cool with that.
We're locked in on an ace for $500,000 or better.
In the black car?
Huh?
In the black car?
Yes, sir.
We can see y'all, Nate. We can do it this way.
Y'all locked
Why
in.
Why you want to go in the ground? Let's do it in ground.
Huh?
Let's do it in ground.
Where?
Let's do it in ground, sir.
Okay, we can do that.
Hey, Nightmare.
Do me a favor. Don't come with a little chump change.
Do what?
Bring a little payroll with y'all.
Man, I ain't trying to hear that. You better do something different. You not putting somebody else in the game. You talking about helping each other. We talking about you. You like, we scared of the Mustang. We ain't got no business running that Mustang, man.
I'm bringing a black car, Crandall Saturday. Saturday
we'll
at Crandall.
That.
Lock
we'll
in 500 or 1,000 or better. Hello?
Say Nightmare.
Hey, Nightmare.
Lock in 500 or 1,000 or better.
We ain't locking in. We'll be there, Tony.
Huh?
Just come on up there. We'll be there. We ain't locking in. We'll be there.
Well, you locked in the ace for 500 or 1,000. Why don't you just lock
Crandall? I'm telling you, we'll beat up, Tony. You got your race. We'll beat up. I ain't a thing. We ain't locking shit in. You got your race.
Hey, Nightmare.
You got your race.
Hey, Batman, he's already locked in with me on the 8th for 500 on 1,000.
Okay.
He's already locked in with me on that. If he wants to change it to Crandall this Saturday, I'll be more than happy
to
do it.
Who locked in with you? I don't lock shit in with nobody. We're going to race
yeah,
you.
Right,
I'll
yeah,
tell
you
what
you and the driver, I made it understand very soon, your driver explained it to me. If I didn't race y'all, I owed y'all $500. If you didn't race me, you owed me that. Don't tell me you ain't locked in. I know that you're
going to
get
that. He told you that. Well, I'm going to say that. He told you that because I ain't told you shit.
The both of you told me that.
I ain't told you shit.
Well,
but you're
going to
get a race. You're going
to.
I guess
tell
this Clifford. That's Clifford.
Nightmare. Clifford, I was standing right there talking to you, and you got the driver over to understand this.
Okay, Tony. I'm trying to remember that. You got a race,
okay.
Crandall. Just come on the Crandall. Sorry. You got a race. You ain't got to worry about nothing else. Shit. We ain't scared to race, and we ain't scared to lose. Shit.
Hey, Nightmare.
You got that. You got that, huh?
Say,
who do you think he's talking to, man? I'm talking to you. We ain't scared to race. We ain't scared to race.
Scared to race.
We ain't scared to race.
I didn't
say
you scared to race. I'm trying to get something
out. We ain't scared to race you in the Mustang. You got it.
If you ain't
scared to race you in the
Mustang.
But
you
ain't going to
lock it in.
And you ain't going to get up no bad time.
Huh?
You can, we ain't scared to run you in that Mustang. How do we get to your ass in that back car? We want that Mustang.
Hey, Nightmare. Hey, this Blue Flame. What's going on? It's Butler.
Hey, man, I hear you and another dude got a chance to fuck.
Huh?
I hear you another dude got a chance to
call. Yeah, I got a chance to call, but you had a
couple
of
members. You gonna get on a ride and not go to?
I'm going to do what now?
You going to get on a ride and not go to?
Hey, you can't. I can't hardly hear everything you're saying. Your phone kind of like going in and out.
I'll say
that again.
I'll say you going to get on the right and let me go, too?
You saying you trying to get the move from me?
Yeah. You going to let us go,
no,
too?
No, man.
Well,
I can't get you then. Y'all the one came over there talking about it on the starting line that y'all wanted to try me.
I didn't.
It was a couple of guys in your little crew on the starting line.
Don't spectate it, dog.
Oh, okay.
Don't spectate it.
That's what I was telling you.
You want something, you ask me a key. We ain't there none of the way, man. We ain't no damn fools.
I ain't got nothing but a convincing head and big block. Hey, man, I ain't got nothing but a one car to convince the head and big block. Hey, brother, that's why I explained it to you, brother. If you ain't talk to Keith or talk to Cliff, don't listen to nobody else, man, because I'm telling you. I mean, he has a lot of people in his group. Listen, yeah, he has a lot of people in his group. That's why I was explaining to you, brother. When you told me that, I said, man, I don't think that was Cliff or either Keith, man, because they ain't going to come to you like that, man, and they ain't going to do that. I said, there had to be somebody else, you know, in that clique doing that. You know what I'm saying? So that's why I was explaining to you. I said, man, I know them boys.
I ain't been on no side, but I've been doing it for years. You explained it to me, man, but that was some bullshit there, because that could have escalated into some real bullshit. But let me ask you a question.
Just turn it on the phone. On June 8th down at Crownless, you want to run him now? Is that what you want to do on the 8th of June, June 8th on my event? Is that what you want to do?
Hey, dog.
Hold on, I'm asking you a question. Go ahead.
I just want to know one thing. Is Nightmare a backhand car or is a chassis car?
Nightmare is a backhand car.
We got
it
a backhand
car.
One carburetor.
Who am I speaking with?
This Nightmare. Juan Pardo. This is Clifford. Nightmare.
Okay. All right. Well, Nightmare, this is Alley Cat, man. June 8th, man. You're going to be your next on deck, man.
We'll be there. All right. Well, we have a race this Sunday. Let me make sure the car is okay. And then Tuesday, if the car is okay, we're going to lock in with you.
Hey, Nightmare.
What?
Listen, this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to see if Tony talking about if he's going to come to the crown tonight. I'm going to tell you this is what I'm going to do in my own event, on my own pocket. And this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to put a bound on your head for $500. They want to come
in? Hey, Byron.
No, I'm going to say, what?
He's already lost his 500 on 1,000 and run me the 8th at Denton.
Oh, no,
they're not even going to make that good.
Tony, I'm going to tell you something, dog, and this straight for me. We don't do no locking in, so if Keith lock you in on something, that's between you and Keith. We don't do no locking in. You show up and you get what you want. But I ain't locking shit in with you, anything happen. So you can forget that locking in shit.
Well, I was standing right there in the middle of your pits. So when your driver locked in with me.
Well, I just told you, you can talk to Keith. I happen to call you. You can talk to Keith on that shit, but I don't lock shit in you. You can get what he probably told you, you get a race in, but I don't know nothing about no locks yet.
And you said you was going to Crandall this Saturday, right?
We're going to be in Crandall Saturday, Kennedy, or Sunday. You can get it both days if you want it.
I'll get a back tie. I get a back tie for Nightmare.
This what we want to know, man. Where does back tie shit come from?
Just like where the moves is. Just like the moves.
That's that new way shit. We from Long School. You going to get up there with us? Let us go.
Let me explain some of that back tie stuff. You got people this day, like you said, y'all from the old school. Y'all let me go. Let me just say something, man, with this traveling, with this drug racing, and a lot of cars, you know, some people outclass and stuff like this. So in order to try to help make a race, you know, you got guys talking like give the back tie. You got guys say, watch me leave. You got guys say, give me one and one. So that's just a negotiation. And what today's time, people trying to make a race, they're trying to ask for a little bit if they don't think they can outrun your heads up, just like when you say, hey, let you go. You know, some people might not want to let you go, but you feel like let you go. But in some case, you might can outrun a car, and a guy might say, man, well, let me stage him a back tie. That's just the way drug racing is today. Those are some of the terminology.
What I'm trying to tell you,
you're trying to learn some of the terminology, man, because you never know. You might ask for the back tie, you might have to give a back tie, or just to try to make a race, people trying to put in certain stipulations. So you can just kind of not just go with that. Let me go all the time. Because it ain't always going to happen. But you might get outrun a car.
Anybody in our class got what we got, we don't ask for shit, but get up on the line. If you're out of class, we got to have something. We want to move. We don't want no back class shit.
Let me tell you something about that move shit. You Lana ain't gonna never get it from nobody in the state of Texas. Because let me tell you something, that move shit, good as y'all car running, it ain't nobody finna watch no motherfucking backhead car that fast move, man, in no eighth of a mile.
Well, that's what I'm trying to tell you. Then you ain't in my class, we don't even wanna fuck with you.
You ain't hearing me, man. We're trying to make something happen.
They got plenty of motherfuckers in your class, then. If you ain't going to let me move, you ain't trying to let nothing happen. Because you ain't going to give me no back tie. Shit, you ain't going to give me no back tie. No, give me what you want.
While we're talking class, you know, he said that Butler ain't in his class. Okay, Clifford, is my 10-inch tire car all steel floor in your class?
No, you ain't in my class. That's why you asked
And guess what, Tony? I ain't come to you now. Time to ask you to race you.
Never. And I ain't never come to you and ask you to race.
No, I just asked you this. Am I in your class?
Don't come in my place. So don't come in that my place with that shit.
Am I in your class?
You heard what I said, didn't you? I ain't never come to you and ask you shit. Now, I ain't never come to you and ask you a damn thing.
Alicat.
It sounds like they're going to be running 5-0 class.
Man, might as well.
Not unless you let me go see what you got.
They must go stay out there and run the 5-0 class with the T-shirts on.
Yeah.
You say what you want to say. You say what you want to say.
You gotta give Nightmare and Clifford credit. They do race people. They race people every time their car's out the track, they're racing.
You damn right. We ain't gonna get no fool. We ain't gonna give y'all shit.
Yeah. No, Nightmare and them definitely race. They race people every year. If they have the track, they're going to race somebody.
You have the track side, we're going to race your ass again. But we ain't finna lock shit in with you.
Y'all locked in with me the other day. I ain't locked shit in with you, but I just told you.
We'll run you. I just told you that out of my mind. But that Mustang, you got to let us leave.
Me and you going to run every time you show up the track.
What up? That's cool.
Batman, you still on here? I got a small block car, Nightmare. You can get a back tires in the move. All steel body car. Small block. On nitrous. 29.
You going to give me the what? Back tire in the move?
No. You going to give me the back tires in the move with a small block. 3,300 pound small block. Oh, ain't no fiberglass, no way on it. With a 4-6 on it. You heard me?
I ain't finna give you no back tie move, man. If you ain't ready in the class, I ain't finna give you shit. You can get up there.
Okay. It's a little small block, just can't get up there, man. A little small block needs a little help.
Well, we'll have a bunch of shit down there for you then.
Hey, brother.
Yeah.
I tell you what, ask Tony to run the small block big with that yellow Mustang. Small block.
We're going to run that Mustang.
Yeah, ask him to do that. See, there you go. Ask him to do that.
Tony already told me he was going to run us with that small block Ford Mustang.
Batman.
Yeah.
Hey, Batman.
Man, y'all
I'm on the phone.
Hey, Batman, this is Will. I tell you what, you talking about did you want to run me? You didn't even want to run that small block I had. I ain't going to get on here and ask you for nothing. I ain't going to get on here and talk a bunch of shit. All I'm going to tell you is right now, as soon as Tony gets my car going, I'm going to lock him 500 on 1,000 with you. Somebody mutual, hold the money before we run.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Okay, that's what I want to know,
man. Yes, sir. No problem.
You got 500 on 1,000 as soon as my car's ready, me and you.
Will, you know that. You don't have a problem with it. I've been telling you that, though. Well, I ain't a problem with that. I was just telling Tony I want him to be able to get your car together so we can race. Man, you've been talking about we're going to race for a long time. My car will have a problem.
We're going to race every time to the track and you bring yours, which is very seldom, bad man. But I tell you what, 500 on 1,000, as soon as it's ready, you got it.
Yes, sir. No problem. That's what I'm talking about. Tell Tony to get together back then.
Yeah, if you know what, it was somebody
with you. Yeah, that's that walk. Hey,
Butler. Benny.
Yo.
Benny, you're on again. Hold on a second, guys. Somebody's got a conversation going on in the background. Whoever it is, we can hear you, and
mute your phone. And, Benny, your mic is open. Go ahead, Doug.
Hey, everybody. How's everybody doing tonight?
We're fine. How are you, Benny?
That's good. Dead silence. Hey, it's out to the nightmare. You running down here at Sam's race on the 26th in Houston?
Ooh.
Nightmare.
I doubt it. We'll catch y'all on 8. We'll catch y'all when we can. We're going to be there on 8.
You going to be in Denton on 8?
Crandall.
Crandall. Okay. I don't know where we're going to be on the 8th. Why don't you come down here on the 26th and run us?
Who is you? And what you got?
I'm Benny. I'm the driver of the Birdman.
Oh, man. You got to be sick, man. God damn, man. I need a plane to fuck with you, man.
No, you don't. We're in class, man, by cast.
Man, you crazy little mother. Man, come on now.
Well, hell, I thought you were coming. I thought you might want to
make
it.
You got,
I don't know.
You got one. You got a fucking turbo bigger than my engine. What are you talking about?
Well, all right. I just thought I'd ask. I sure like that car, though, man.
Say, you are my number one man, and you can't hurt me right there, man.
I didn't mean to hurt you, man. I just want to race. Tree Man said he can't make it this weekend, so we're going to be there. We don't have anything lined up, so let me. Anybody out there want to run?
You got that motor back together yet?
I will have it.
You got that motor back together yet?
We'll have it. It's close.
You got to give me half the goddamn track.
Well, I give you the back tire.
Shit, no. Hell no. Shit.
What kind of motor do you have, Clifford?
Huh? I got
what
one car
you have.
I got one car for you.
What size is it?
632.
Does it have conventional heads or big chief?
I got big chief.
Big chief.
One carburetor. We done in the motherfucker get side of like us. So anybody on the line to listen, that's what we talking about.
Hey, brother.
I think you're full of shit myself, buddy. I think you're full of shit.
You ought to call my Oklahoma buddy and tell him, bring him down here with the Mustang so I can try him again.
I told you I don't know that man.
Oh.
Hey,
brother.
That man asked for a race.
You want me to tell you the truth on that, brother? On the race right there, you want me to tell you the truth? You know, after y'all raced, that dude came over and talked to me, and he asked me, did I know you, right? I said, yeah, I know brother them. He said, man, you know what? We didn't have a chance to beat that guy, man. He said, that guy called us having a problem, man. He said, we were just glad to race somebody because that was their first time grudge racing, man. He told me. He kept on saying, man, I ought to pay you now. I'm ready to go home. I said, oh, no, man,
yeah.
Anything can happen in cruise racing, man. That's why it's called cruise racing. Shit,
fastest
car
in
all the way. That's why you ought to come on down here at Ellicott Racing and take these back tires.
Who?
You.
Shit.
I got one carburetor, man. I got one carburetor, and I'm a conventional headed. You got big dukes.
Yeah.
I got some heads from 1985 sitting on my shit.
Tony know what kind of motor you got, don't
he? I'm talking to Cliff. Yeah, Tony know.
He got a short deck, slow motherfucker.
That's right.
Tony scratching his head looking at him. What Tony scratching his head looking at him?
Yeah, he was crying. He had to walk around it about three times.
He's full of shit.
Yeah. Man, I got a short deck motor, man. Conventional head, one carburetor, cans in tank.
Yeah, right.
And I weigh 300 something. And I weigh 300 something pounds.
What size you got in there? What size you got in there?
I got a 565, man. I weigh 300 something pounds.
Right, in a fucking Lone King.
No, man, that car was built back in 1992.
Shit.
I'm telling you, just because it's just clean, it looked clean, it looked good, just a little eye catcher, but it is what it is. It's built 1992.
You coming up here on the 8, ain't you?
Yeah, I'm coming to back, man.
Well, we'll see what you got. We're going to come and look what you got.
I'm tired of trying to hunt y'all. Y'all
gotta
go both ways.
I'm gonna tell you one thing. You ain't finna give us no back tie, so you can get that shit out
of
your mind.
With a conventional headed motor, one carburetor. I gave it to Tony and barely beat him. And then you beat Tony. So why I gotta give you more than I gave Tony? And you beat Tony.
We don't want no bad car.
Man, I can't. Your motor is bigger than Tony.
Yeah.
Tony got a conventional head motor.
Man, ain't nobody motor bigger than Tony. Shit.
Tony got a conventional head motor.
Yeah, my motor's so damn big, it's got a stock intake on it with old conventional head. Big old motor.
Won't you come on down here this Sunday, man? We'll try something here. Then we'll go back up to Batman and try something there. Ain't since you staying down there in Dallas racing the same damn people every weekend, unless y'all just switching bill money.
I'll come down and run you again in my black car, Butler.
Come on, you got the same race.
You give me lane choice. And you unhook one kit.
I ain't got nothing but one kit on, but it's peeled up real big, and I split it.
No, you only got one kit when you're testing.
Oh, That's all I've been using.
You got two kits when it comes time to get beside somebody.
God damn, but somebody must be unplugging and plugging. I don't know what the hell they're doing.
Since you only got one kit, just unhook the other one.
I ain't got nothing more one kid on there. Now let me stop lying, man. I got two kids on there. But look, let's race. Come on. Come on back down here with the black car, man.
I'll tell you what I do, Tony.
This is how we do. Bring the black car here. Bring the back car here. We're going to lock money twice. The back tires and the move. We're going to lock the same amount of money two times. We're going to bring some action. You want to see some fucking action in Texas? Let's have some action. Let's lock the back tires in the move for $5,000 apiece, and let's do it this Sunday.
Shit, I ain't got $5,000.
Because I ain't finna give you no move, then you come back talking about all Butler might have hurt a pistol. Fuck that. If you can't make the next race and you the winner, you lose.
I ain't got no $5,000, buddy.
For $3,000 apiece.
I'm
trying to melt pistons, so I got to get paid.
Nah, just turn one kid off, we'll run.
No, I can't do that. I can't do that. The boy that's driving is too damn fat. The boy driving is going too fat.
What do they say? Hell, if there's some 28s on it, we'll run you.
I know it. Yeah.
Say, Tony.
Hell, I'm already 10 inches wide. I don't need nothing, no other 10 inches. I'm already 10 inches wide.
Yeah, the son bitch, the tires are tall as Mount
Everest. I might run faster with some 31s.
Hey, well,
I can keep it in the R.
Put some 29s on it.
It's sitting too low to the ground. It'll rub. Ooh.
Anybody seen Ching, Chang, Ching, whoever that name, whoever he is, I don't know who he is, shit. Somebody.
Him.
Yeah, anybody seen him?
No.
Trying to get him a get back, right?
I ain't seen 10 cents old Grudge blow his doors off.
That's me, Tony. That's what I'm looking for. They was out there last week hollering at me, man. What I had going on last week. I was going to run Hill. Yeah. I was going to run Hill, Billy.
You want King, Tony?
What you say, Tommy?
I say, was Tony asking for King?
Nah, I'm asking for Chin.
No, Chin.
I'm going to give him a get-back race.
Chin. Oh. All right, I didn't
know. They looking for a get-back race last week.
Okay. The old King still race you're talking about? Arthur King or whatever his name is?
Yeah.
King Arthur, Tony.
Huh?
He has a car?
Yeah, he has a car.
Oh.
Hey, Tony, you said something about Bull got his car ready?
No, Bull's all right ready.
Oh, okay.
I haven't even touched Bull's car. I got to finish Will's car first.
Well, who's Will? I don't know that dude.
He got a little Mustang that Batman's going.
Oh, that was that guy just got on there. That was that guy just got on there and said when he get it together.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
People don't understand. I only got two hands.
Tony, we need to go. We need to go on race with that Mustang, man, because you just told the world for a month.
Hey, Tony.
We're gonna race you with that Mustang.
Hey, Tony.
We're gonna give you a taste of what you gave me.
That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about. Boy,
hey, Tony.
You got me feeling good.
We're gonna make you feel like we bought you some peanut butter with some crackers.
Hey,
Tony. Yeah. Yeah.
Hey, I'll run you with the grudge. Let me get up out of there.
I'm not letting nobody get a hit. You're the only brave man I know. Let's do that.
You just got to time that shit, man. You got to watch the front of that motherfucker up there, man. When that motherfucker moves.
I can't watch you in the tree at the same time. Hell, Nightmare the other night beat me so bad on the goddamn tree, I don't even know where I was at.
He more or less
got the hit from me the other night. I like to run him down.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I just want to give people some action, man. Since you say nobody racing, man. You were so upset about it when nobody racing, Tony. I said, God damn, you act like you wanted to quit, God damn.
Hey, I do. Hey, you
in there?
Hey,
man,
you
in there? Tony, man, you know that. Tony, come on, Tony. I've been knowing you, Tony. I've been watching you since the Navasota days when you had the gold Nova and all that shit, man. You know none of that shit ain't promising, man. All you got to do is try to get it understood and make some shit happen, man. You know, that's just, it is what it is. Like that guy, he say he old school. He say, Nightmare with that Camaro. You know, he said all he watching cars in his lead, and he's not gonna get nobody no back king or take no back tie shit. I don't think he know that either they can be like him, you know, and that, you know what I'm saying. So I kind of understand all that, man. You know, but it is what it is on that shit, man. Ain't nothing promised to that Grudge Race shit, Tony. I mean, you been around this shit long enough, man. You know that shit, man. You know that shit's starting out to go down, man. You know, I go to that motherfucking racetrack, motherfucking run or not, man. I always having a goddamn blast out there, man. So I mean, ain't nothing changed. I mean, I can see if something changed. Ain't nothing no difference, man. Ain't nothing no difference between this shit.
Hey, down here you go to the other side, you at least see some Grudge Racing. It might be Cadillacs, but you'll see some racing.
but man, they ain't running no motherfucking 5 second and 4 second, 3 second cars though down there, Tony. I mean, yeah, Tony. Goddamn, man. All that shit down there, them dudes there, they be looking to run a 540, one of them motherfuckers. You flying down that 540.
Well, goddamn, Tony, you getting all your blood racing on Butler, getting you all you want.
Hey, Butler already giving me all you want.
Hey, we're going to do it one kid on one kid, man. Head up, then.
No, we won't do that either.
Oh.
You see?
Yeah.
You see?
Your motor bigger than mine, man. I got what I'm supposed to do.
Well, I guess I better find me a summertime tune-up, man, and say fuck it. Because I'm sure looking for
you
one.
You need to turn one kit off, unhook it, put the hood back on it, and get in that other lane.
Who are you talking to?
Huh?
Who are you talking to, Tony?
I'm talking Butler.
Oh, I'm going to say.
What do you want me to do? He sound like he got donkey sticks in his mouth already. I already need some water. I couldn't understand.
Hell, when I run Butler, he gave me the back tire, and I still gave him the hit. I can't even get a line.
Hey, you got the summertime tune-up tire there? Tony.
He gave me the back tire, and he was all the way around me before I even took off.
Hey, say Tony.
Yeah.
Hey.
Yeah.
You got anybody got any summertime tune-ups for sale? I need to buy me one.
Yeah, I get some big old tires and a chassis car.
Tony, let me tell you something, man. That motherfucker mine, that motherfucker ain't gonna never have no tires, no big wheels gonna have on it, man. I get a whole other car before I put it up town, that car.
That green thing. I may be young, because I got to go to Oklahoma. No, I'm coming right back.
I had a dude, goddamn, I was at the track struggling with that motherfucker. That dude walked up to me and said,
oh,
man,
I thought it was him.
Why don't you put some tires on that motherfucker
and goddamn me and got on about your being.
I was like, dude, give me a motherfucking break. I'm not going to put this going through my mind. I'm not going to put no tires. I got tires on this motherfucker. All that blowing the tire shit off and all that shit there, man, you just waste your goddamn time. I say, shit, I ain't wasting my goddamn time. I'm having motherfucking fun, man.
I have fun when there's a lot of racing, watching racing, and it just ain't nobody racing.
Y'all give me the move with Jekyll. I'm gonna race somebody for the week to win.
Damn.
Jekyll ain't gonna be there when I was friends.
Ain't Penny still on here?
Yeah.
Was that?
Yeah. Half penny give you the move.
Yeah, I mean, I might just take it.
Huh?
I might take it.
You got a chassis car, right?
I got a little small chassis car, man, with a big fat man, big cookie monster. Be one of big fat man. You know, fat man cookies. They sell at Fiesta and Kroger. That old fat boy in that old car, man. Shit, they don't wait that light.
Yeah, I don't see you got giving a chassis car to move, man. That's a head of face. You want to run head up.
Well, the thing about it, Mr. Finney, I really would like the back tires and the move, but I'd try anything for a little action. We just want to race. Hell, I know I ain't got no business being on side of a man that's running like you, but shit. I mean, hell. Everybody else scared to race.
Yeah,
You're gonna come by me so fast, you're gonna spin me around.
I tell you what I do. You give me the back tires, and I'll give you the money. How's that?
Come on.
What car y'all got over there ready besides yours?
I'm gonna wait till you go to the Girls Nationals, and then I'm gonna bet all my money on you. And when we come back with all that money, then I'm gonna race you like that.
Because
you didn't help me win a whole bunch.
Yeah. Right. I know. It's friendly. We're just trying to make some action.
Hey, Tony Stone still on there?
Yeah.
Hey, you on there?
Hey, whatever this bridge now, man, whatever car y'all got in that stable that ready this weekend?
We'll run that yellow Mustang.
Huh?
We'll run that small block Mustang he got loose nail.
I heard you, brother. You say what kind of car I'm looking for, Tony?
Yeah.
Oh, just any small talk car, you know?
The yellow Mustang's not quite ready yet. He's lying.
I'm gonna say
what about the yellow Mustang? What about the yellow Mustang?
He's not ready.
He was ready last weekend.
He just started racing last Saturday.
Oh. Well, you drive it. Well, you drive it.
My fat ass won't fit in it.
Hey! Oh, I know. I knew someone would have
it anyway. I got old Cowboys car. It may be ready.
Man, I want that car to run over me.
How's it gonna run over you? Hell, we don't even know where to run. We ain't got the track yet.
Man, I seen that car at HMP last night where he had been in them testing that goddamn car. It wouldn't even move a foot off the line without that motherfucker want to go right.
I'm talking about Cowboys car. Cowboys.
The Mustang.
No, Cowboys got a Camaro. Old Camaro.
Who old Camaro, Tony?
Cuddy's.
You remember, brother, you remember that Camaro came down with me last summer?
Green car.
That green.
Yeah. I asked about that car. Where that car at?
Yeah.
Right here in my shop.
That's the car you got
here in my shop.
Oh, I'm talking about a car ready, Tony. That car ready?
It may be ready this weekend.
Oh, shit. Well, shit, that goes some action then. Bring it to Houston.
It's ready. It's coming.
Yeah, right. I asked about that car. I wonder where that car was. And that other 81 car, that green. What's the name of that one now? The one got that, it was kind of green with some kind of little stripe all the way from the quarter fender all the way to the front fender. I mean, the back quarter all the way to the front.
Actually, it was blue.
Oh, it was blue. Okay.
Yeah.
I remember the other one, too, though.
Yeah.
I remember the green 67 Camaro. I remember that car.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
that's the
yeah,
car that ran
on
TL and them car when Kyle was driving.
Right.
They came down here, the green one. They was at HMP that time.
Right.
Yeah, I remember that car too.
Yeah, the one he talking about is Cowboy car. That's the one that the
81.
The 81.
Yeah, the blue one you see. Oh, well, y'all ain't got nothing over there, Ready Tony, but your goddamn car sounds like you. The Mustang and the Camaro.
Hey, that damn Camaro need to grow some more nuts.
It just did. Turn one shit off. you want this keep outrunning me?
No, I don't.
I don't have no progressive on my car, man. I don't know how to run on one kid.
I do. I can show you exactly how to do it. Give me a crescent wrench.
Well, a white man, I'm about to run some goddamn body. Hey, man, if I find me a motherfucking summertime tune between 9 goddamn Sunday, hey, I should try. Hey, I'm a surprise, a mother. I'm gonna try something. Your people, you know, I'm full of motherfucking surprises, man. So all I gotta do is run me a number, man, a little bit, you know, just get on through that without surging a little bit, you know, because if I can do that, I'm gonna give us a surprise race Sunday on the. I'm gonna call about. I ain't calling about out now, I don't know how long. So I think I might do me a call out at the track. I'll do me a track call out, just to give a little action. Then I guess. The white man gonna run suitcase them over there. I don't know how that's gonna turn out, but I'm gonna bid with the white man on that. So I'm just gonna see how that go. Hopefully my shit do good, and I probably can turn around. I ain't gonna count on that. I probably can turn around and do something too.
Oh, wait a minute, man. We just think of something. Tell me, dog, suitcase on him. Tell me, dog.
Let me see.
Suitcase listening.
Yeah, Turbo Chris. Turbo Chris. Push the one button. Yeah, I'm gonna do some surprise type shit with the grudge. Button. Fuck it. All that motherfucker gotta do is go through that without doing any surgery.
You poor Richard.
And you got that problem too?
Yeah, Tony. But you know what? I think I got me a new hood, man. And my tune up done went away.
hood ain't gonna make
Turbo
the car, sir.
Turbo Chris, your mic is open.
Tony, that motherfucker was running fine till I put that
hood
on,
what's
Tony.
Up, Tommy Down?
What's going on, Turbo, man?
Put that one back on it.
What's happening?
See.
Yeah, I can't
yeah,
call it, man. I'm just trying to see, man, if we're going to make a little action this Sunday, man. Because if we ain't going to make no action, I'm just, I don't know what I'm going to do. I'm trying to get action all night. Can't get none.
Kind of funny, man. Them cars run good.
Well,
goddamn
you know,
me.
We're
going to
see about Sunday. We're
going to
see.
I'm just going to see if we can go on and we're going to go do that little race we was talking about with Suitcase Car.
Yeah, we just got it back together this past Sunday and made one hit and had a little problem. So if we get around now, we might can do something Sunday. We'll see.
How long is it going to take you to get your car ready?
You don't want to lock none? You don't want to lock none?
No, we can't
lock
it. You know that.
Okay, I'm just checking, man. It's a diesel truck show, burn a lot of fuel. Pulling it over here, man. Starting to sail around.
Going up and down the road, huh?
Yeah. Especially when you go down the road and you lose. You know what I'm talking about?
All right, back home.
You didn't lose nothing.
Yeah. I thought Tony was going to come over there and say, man, stop at Sonic and get you a hamburger or something.
We'll get you a hamburger.
Yeah. Who else gonna be there, man? God damn.
Mm.
What? Why y'all put Chris on here? He ain't ready to do nothing.
Nah, I ain't ready yet.
He ain't ready to do nothing. He's still in trial and error stage over there with the 200 mile an hour parachutes on his goddamn car over there.
I got 8 passes. That's all I got.
8? What are you waiting on?
Bushnell, now you know last time I ran you, I spun you around.
Well, good. You want some cookies? I eat chocolate chips. What kind you eat?
Give me some brownies.
Okay, yeah, that's good. I ain't worried about that shit.
Lost
more, you won.
You still big.
I done lost more, he won, butler.
You big.
Shit. You'll never catch up, man. Take you. You won't even catch up, man.
Hey, I only been racing 3 years, but it's cool.
Hey, but it's all good, though. Get that motherfucker together with them 200 mile an hour shoots you down that motherfucker.
Hey.
Go on, give me that break. You know what you told me, so.
Hey,
go on, give me that break.
But you'll never outrun me, though.
Oh, man, they ain't worried about that shit. You sound like them people out there be playing the dozen sometime. I ain't worried about none of that shit, man.
All you got to do is line up.
Yeah.
Don't bet.
Hey, you told me you'll give me the break, man. So you already know what you're gonna do when you get your 200 mile an hour car running, man. You say you're gonna give me the break, right?
I'm on 28. Hold on.
You said you're gonna give me the break when you get your 200 mile an hour car running, right?
And I told you in
Baytown. No, man. I'm not running no goddamn quarter mile. They never dragged me out that motherfucker down there.
Well,
yeah, they never dragged me out that
break.
Motherfucker down there.
That's the only way you're going to get the
break. Oh, you don't want to race in, man. Ship gears. I hear somebody calling my name in the background. Hey, man, last time I've been to the doctor said, man, I don't see too many come through here like you at your age. So I ship gears on you. I heard somebody else in the background calling my name. So go ahead, calling my name.
I got your
money. Truck calling your name.
I don't care who called. Just go ahead, man.
Well, cool. You the one that said my name. I didn't call your name.
Chris, let me talk to him real quick. Hey, Bushnell, what's up, man? It's Troy.
Yeah, go ahead.
Let me see you crossfit now, Bushnell.
Shut up, man.
Well,
get your car together.
What you locking in this Sunday, man? You locked
I ain't got nothing locked in. No, I ain't got nothing locked in.
You want to think about dancing this Sunday?
What you got?
You know what I got, Bushnell. Come on, man.
I don't want that about me, man. I don't people see what you running and all that. What you got? You got your old car. You got your old car. You got your old car. Well, how you sitting over there? What you on? I lock you in on a race right now, $500 or $1,500. If you got your car, whatever you got, just bolt you some little old tires on there. We can do that. I can lock you in right now on that.
Bushnell, you see me out there sucking, buddy. So
what you got? Is you on a little bit of tires?
I'm on small tires.
How small? You know what? So you know what size? How small tire you got over there?
I said I'm on 29. No
man,
ball.
You always
I run you. I learn you. I got no set of 20. I learn you set of tire. Run you head up. Lock that in. I learn you set of my tire. I got a spare set.
You got a
I got two
set. I don't
Yeah, I'm going to lend them to you. And they ain't got about 8 pairs on them. My other ones got about 9, and then on my car, the other one got about 8. They all still new.
Who is there? I got 2 passes on my car.
Well, shift gears on you, too, man. Shift gears on you, too, man. I told you, I'm going to learn you some tires, and I'll run you. Shift gears on you, too. Yeah, I'm trying to say it that, so we might well cut all that off early.
Yeah, cut it off, because I ain't taking no time.
Well, that's your business, then. That's your business. I said what I was going to do, man. I'm like that, man. Now, I said what I was going to do. Everybody heard say what I was going to do. I'm going to lend you some ties and lock you in. Yeah, you know what I tell him? I'm going to lend him some ties and lock him in.
Hey,
man, I'm doing the Batman, man. Say, Batman. Hey, man.
Hey.
I told the man I'm going to lend him some ties and lock him in, man. That's what I told him.
Hey, Chris,
man, I don't talk to you no more, Chris. Get your car ready.
Hey,
I don't talk to you no more.
Hey, suitcase on 275, what you want to do with him?
I told you about that too. I already told you I'm gonna do a suitcase
dude. You better than from a small block.
Hey, I tell you what, I told you I got a surprise race. I ain't gonna let everybody know that. You didn't hear that? Listen, man. I said I might have a surprise race. I ain't gonna call nobody name. I say my old car run good, I get this tune up in it, and I'm gonna have a surprise race at HMP Sunday, man. You know, if I go good, you gonna see me run somebody, I promise you that.
I ain't say run somebody. I said run somebody.
Hey, man, you gonna see me some? It's gonna be somebody you gonna didn't even stick. That's why it's like a race that you ain't gonna like out of the blue. You gonna be like, damn, I didn't think he was gonna do that. It was gonna be one of them kind of race.
I better be a small black Michael.
Man, I don't give a damn what it's gonna be. It's gonna be a race.
I agree.
Yeah. It's gonna
be
a race.
Man,
ain't nobody talking to you no more. I told you this shit a long time ago. I'm in overdrive on you.
All I know is
I'm in overdrive with the cruise control on you, because you ain't ready. You ain't ready to do nothing but try to call Hayes and get information all weeks and weeks at a time about me. So you ain't. I'm in overdrive and a cruise switch on you, man.
You won't even run the small block car. I spun you around last time. Same thing gonna happen.
That's been so old. I told you I done lost more weight than you done won, man.
Hey. I look at that
video tonight.
look at some recent
video.
Hey, Troy, I don't know where you want, but I got somebody else that might want to speak, man. Troy, your mic
is open. Go ahead.
Troy.
What is
Troy? You there?
Yeah, I'm here.
What's happening, man?
No, ain't nothing much. Just straight to where I was going.
What's on your mind, man?
Oh, man, I spoke what I spoke. Butchner told me to switch gears, so I done said what I had to say.
Man, I got, I tell y'all what, man, I got a little thing, man. If I get that motherfucker to run with no wheelie balls tomorrow, I'm going to run it with 29, 10-5, car out there.
Well, Butler comes, we'll take you out there, come see us then, shit. That's how it is.
Yeah, shit, me and Troy goddamn gonna lock up some. I got a little Mustang.
Nah, look, I think
come
see us. I don't like
kitty. I got a little Mustang, got dog on me. If it run good tomorrow, if I get a hook with no ball, shit, I'm gonna goddamn, we gonna be doing some races. We're going to do some race.
That's it.
So, come on.
That's
Turbo Chris.
That sound like a
plan.
Turbo Chris.
Don't count on Turbo Chris. He too busy calling people want to go information through the week.
Hey,
he too busy calling people trying to get info on motherfuckers through the week. He don't want to race nobody. He want to get info. He want to race info.
Yeah.
So that's what he want to race.
All you do is pick on people, man.
Yeah, race on him.
Let me tell you,
tell you about me, man, Chris, that you never get. I'm always going to get action. Chris, I always been getting action. Always somebody want to try me. So I ain't worried about a damn thing. So I ain't going to get like Tony Thorne get mad, get upset about something or whatever. I ain't saying he get mad, get upset, but it sounded like he was about to quit. I ain't going to never quit, so it's no big deal to me. If I don't race now, motherfucker, on that weekend or whatever, I'm still all right, man.
Yeah, that's
anyway.
Yeah.
That's the difference between that. Yeah, because you're a nobody to me, Chris. So, I mean, I'm talking to a nobody, man.
I understand that, but once you get around it, why you begging from a nobody?
You're a nobody, man. I'm just telling like it is,
yeah,
man.
Why
I,
you
it ain't nothing personal. It ain't nothing personal. Your track record makes me say you ain't nobody, Chris. That's all. It ain't got nothing to do with no personal, none of that. Just your track record, man.
I think I don't want about 9 out there.
You ain't got enough. You got to catch up.
Yeah,
think I don't want about nine out there.
Yeah, but you got to catch up, though.
Well, that's fine. You
still
following
the motherfucker back there, man. You got to catch up with me, man. You following the motherfucker back there. But anyway, man, I want some action. I told him I'm like Batman. I told you if I can't get there.
Action right now.
And hey, I told Trump to lend him some ties and lock that in.
Why
and all that, so,
that?
You know.
We're going to make it happen. We're going to start to push that. You know me and you always dance. We're going to continue dancing until you get in front of that motherfucker.
Hey, man, you know what I'm saying? I beat myself up with you, and that's just a race. It's just how I went. I ain't worried about that shit. You know what I'm saying? That shit ain't nothing, man. Them two races that you got by with me, hey. I really been having like a get back list, but I don't really have. I keep that in mind, my dad. Since it's a personal list, man. So Chris, you sure ain't no nothing, cause I ain't worried about you. And Troy, you know, like I say, I beat myself up twice with you in the head. I ain't worried about that shit, man. Just one of them things. I fucked up, you know. It ain't nothing.
It is what it is. I lose, so please give me back.
But all you gotta do, man, is get on them lippy ties, man, and you can try me in there the week.
Well, you're right. You know we gotta do an inside car. We can get with you, but my car ain't no
28.
But we got one for you though.
Oh well, all you gotta do, bring that motherfucker, man. One thing I know about all them little skinnies, your ass can't do no more than me on them motherfuckers. So just put them on there and come on.
That's a lot.
Well, get on them. What y'all waiting on? I'm gonna stay on them for life.
We ain't waiting on. Well, stay on them, man. Happy for you,
for life.
But like I said, I'll see you Sunday. We'll make you do something fun.
For life.
Okay, man. We're gonna get ready. It's on that hour, man. We're gonna get ready to do the last call, man. We're gonna get out of here. Hey, man. Should be a good show this weekend, man. Attica, you want to let the folks know one time before we go, what time your gates open and stuff like that, man?
Three o'clock, Trey.
Huh? Three o'clock.
Okay,
don't forget, Attica got one going on Sunday, and ACI Mac got one going on Saturday. Hey, man, you know, make the events you're going to make, man. There ought to be some good racing this weekend, man, and, you know, hey, people just get out and try to support, and we got some coming up. Batman got some on June 8th, and I believe Dick got one coming up June 8th also. So, man, people going to go where they're going to go, and all in all, we support. But, hey, sure be a good racing weekend. All in all, man, I just want to say, hey, hope people just keep it safe. Sharon, we're going to go down and let you call them, get last comments before we get out of here, man.
Turbo Chris, your final comment. Bushnell, final comment.
Hey, see y'all at them tracks.
Benny, final comment.
Everybody
boy,
be safe,
comment.
That's all.
Good deal.
No, man, just
go ahead.
I just hope Alicat have a pretty good race this weekend, man, and you know, hopefully we get a lot of grudges down there that say they ain't going to do nothing, but they will. That's about it. Everybody be careful.
Alley Cat, do you have a final comment? Nightmare, Cliff, your final comment. Batman,
hello?
Final comment.
My final comment. Hey, like I told you, June 8th, baby, is going down. The Dallas Raceway, the bat, the grudge. We're going to see what time it is. Y'all beat up.
She going to give me the move.
Tracy, it's on you.
Okay, once again, man, great show, man. Hey, thank everybody for participating, man, again. Every week, man, we'll do it again next week. Hey, guys, you come up with something you think we need to talk about, something to make a good topic, give me a call, text it to me, or whatever, man. We try to put stuff out there to try to help make a good show. Hold on. I just got a text in from Kennedale Raceway. So, hey, Texas Raceway 7th Annual Grudge Fest this Sunday. Appreciate it. So, hey, that's from a text I just received. Kennedale Raceway. They have a race going on Sunday, so they wanted me to mention it. So gates open at 1 o'clock, race starts at 2 p.m. So, hey, man, people going to go where they're going to go. They're going to support what they're going to support. All in all, hopefully we can do a better job of where so many races, we constantly try this, but we hadn't got it right yet, where so many races be in the same area and on the same weekend. Hopefully we can work that out in the near future. We're going to keep on doing what we do. But, hey, we know it's a holiday weekend, man. We want everybody to go where they're going to go, enjoy themselves, be safe, man. And all in all, man, let's just it's all about grudge racing, and let's keep it grudge, man. 5-0 class, a lot of grudge is what I'm receiving for Kennedale. So, hey, everybody, participate. Tell your friends. Call in. You got to follow, man. You know, it's always good to put it out there, talk about it. That's how we learn. That's how we get understanding what's going on with this grudge racing. Man, it's all about fun. It's all about tricks. It's all about getting your man. Hoping things pick up, and we keep doing what we're doing. So some of us racing and some of us yet to race, all in all, before it's over with. I believe everybody's going to race for whatever whatever circumstances you're in. The next man don't know. But all in all, man, we just keep trying to support what we can, get in what we fit in, and do what we do. So until then, man, I'll see y'all next week. And let's keep it good. And, hey, we out of here. Good night.